Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Impossible sound at 6 a.m. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. What does this sound like? My goodness, this is demonic. Man, for a minute, it sounded like one of those old ships, like way out, like blowing their horn, like they were lost in the fog and they were looking for a lighthouse or something like that. What do you think this is? 800-992-1099. We do this impossible sound. I call it cardio for the brain. Just helps wake you up. Get your endorphins flowing and all the chemicals in your body going. What are you laughing at? You want to say something of what it sounds like, but then you don't.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like some sort of whale.
It sounds like my slow motion reaction when we get an email that we have to have a last minute meeting. Yep, that's it. All right. What do you think it is? 800-992-1099. That is the impossible sound this morning. Text us now and tell us what you think that is. Impossible sound, 99.5 QYK. What is this impossible sound? People are calling, they're texting, trying to figure this out. Like a foghorn. What do you think that is? 800-992-1099. I gotta tell you, if that was like the alarm on your phone, oh my gosh, that would be the most brutal way to wake up. Because it's like long and slow. It's agony. You know what I mean?
Anytime you hear something that sounds like an animal and something's wrong, you instantly wake up. Like when your dog's choking, you know, you hear the dog throw up or something, you're like, oh, wide awake.
I always wake up like 2 seconds before they throw up. It's like my body knows, so yeah. I hear it all. I never just wake up and they've already thrown up. I wake up 2 seconds before they're going through the act.
Yes.
And that's even more pain.
Yep. And you're like, no, not on the rug, not on the rug.
Because there's that initial like, and you're like, no. And you're like, there's no way I'll make it to the door to get them outside. There's no way.
Isn't it weird, though? The second you hear that or you feel them move, I don't know, you know, and you wake up.
It's like people. I don't want to say that. Never mind. All right. That's gross.
Okay.
All right. All right. So we have some texts coming in and some interesting guesses here.
So you know what this is. Obviously, I don't. But people said a woman in labor. Is it a woman in labor?
That's far too tame. That's far too peaceful.
A moose.
A moose. I don't know that I've heard of it. I don't know what a moose does. I got to figure that out. I mean,
now that I'm visualizing it in my head, I could picture a moose making that sound.
It looks moosey.
Somebody in St. Pete said, Bigfoot with a toothache.
Ooh.
Is it Bigfoot with a toothache?
That'd be funny if it's like, that is correct. It is actually audio of Bigfoot with a toothache. Let's talk to JC real quick. What's going on, JC?
Hi. Good morning. How's it going?
Well, we're going good. My goodness.
Good. I love your energy.
Oh, thank you. I'm a teacher. I have to be this way.
You have to, no other choice.
Nope. No, there really isn't. I teach second grade.
What do you think that noise is?
Okay, it kind of sounds like someone yawning, but on loop and, like, lowered pitch. Mm. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. That's kind of why I said it sounds like my email notification when you get a last minute meeting, because it is one big yawn. And you're like,
that's really what it sounds like to me, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
She can't unhear it, basically. Once you hear in your head what you think it is, it's very hard to unhear that.
Very much so, yeah.
Not that, though, JC. Not that. But we love your energy. What do you teach?
I teach second grade math and science.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got a big day ahead of you every day.
Yes, sir, I do.
And math and science. Those were like my two worst subjects
Me
in school.
Me too. I couldn't figure it out.
Nope. Yeah. So God bless
Sometimes,
you, man.
Neither can I, but
let's
do it.
Oh, cool.
There you go. Teaching our youth.
JC, have a great day. Thanks for hanging out
you
with us,
too.
Okay?
Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
All right. There's JC, the teacher. She had a good guess. Somebody yawning and pitching it down, making it sound. But here's the sound. And what it is, so this couple, they had to take their dog in for surgery. And, of course, the anesthesia, after the surgery went great, dog is going to make a full recovery. But this is the dog coming out of anesthesia. He slowly waking up and just not sure if you've ever been put under. There's that couple of moments where you come out and you're just really not sure what's going on. And that's this guy right here. But full recovery, he's doing great.
Oh, good.
They decided to take some video. They said that they'd never heard him make sounds like this before. As he was half asleep and coming back. Well, it does make me tired a little bit, doesn't it?
He was just trying to tell him, can we please go through McDonald's for a milkshake?
Want extra treats for this one,
please.
Extra treats. All right, that's this morning's impossible sound.
99.5. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
95 QYK.
All right, we'll get to late-breaking baby news in just a second. What country star just announced that he'll be waking up at all hours of the night? First, though, Carrie Underwood. You know, her and her work husband, Brad Paisley, what is this, 11 years now? 11 years that they've been hosting the CMAs?
Yeah.
And that will come to an end tomorrow night. Here's Carrie talking about it.
You know, obviously we've had 11 great years together. He's my work husband. You know, we're just looking forward to what's to come, you know, for all of us.
Is Brad's wife happy that Carrie's no longer his work wife? I imagine she's pretty relieved.
Yeah.
11 years.
I'm just saying, I don't think anyone loves, honestly, when someone's like, oh, that's my work wife. But then it's Carrie Underwood. Come on.
Yeah, I think
there's... I mean,
who's more,
life's just not fair.
Who's more jealous? I think I know the answer to this question. Who would be more jealous, Carrie's husband or Brad's wife?
Brad's wife.
Kevin?
I agree.
No, 100%. Hands down. Knock it out of the park. I don't think Carrie's husband cares, but I think Brad's wife was like, it's time to end it with your work wife.
I don't think that Carrie's husband cares about anything because he's Carrie's husband.
His name's Mike. Yep.
It's like, oh, I had a bad, oh, I'm also, I had a bad day. I'm also married to Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be okay.
When's that guy had a bad day? Give
It'll
me a break.
Okay.
He's fine. Congratulations. It's a great day for Jimmy Allen and his fiancée, Alexis Gale. So the country star, Jimmy Allen, of course, popped the question at Walt Disney World, and he just shared big news on social media that they are now expecting a little girl, and they did the reveal at Disney. Why not? You got
of
engaged
course,
at Disney?
Over in Orlando.
Absolutely. So that's awesome. So congratulations to them. And now Brad is single in work world, and Carrie Underwood's single in work world. They're looking for work wives and husbands, so if you want to check that out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Remember last year, Red Tide, it was so bad, and everyone said, oh, yeah, it's like once every 10, 15 years, and, you know, we won't deal with it again for a long time. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Well, welcome to, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning this morning. I get off at 4th Street, St. Pete, and all of a sudden, it hits me, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That I know that smell. And that's Red Tide, and it's back. Sarasota's dealing with tons of it right now.
Yeah.
And the outlook is not good. They're saying this thing could bloom like it did last year. And, man, getting a whiff of that this morning, oh, that was painful.
It's so bad, just the rancid smell in the air. And now it's all the way down 4th Street, downtown St. Pete, because I was running with the dog. And it's just all there along the waterway where you can go walk on the sidewalk. And I felt so bad. There were like birds wading in it and stuff. And I was like, ugh.
Running is about the only thing that is good for it, cardio. That makes you run fast. You want to get out of there.
That is true.
You will not be stopping for a rest with Red Tide.
No.
Real quick past that part.
Lord, Red Tide. Here's a news story about it.
When it makes you cough, it's unsightly. And once the fish come in and die, it's a lot of bad smells.
It's a frustrating sight after last year's marathon Red Tide.
We were without business almost 6-7 months.
Raymond noticed dead fish washing up 2 weeks ago. His fishing charter has seen more.
He said he found a lot of dead fish down at Stump Pass. Hopefully it goes away soon. Or hopefully they find a way to make Red Tide soup and we'll start eating it and it'll all go away.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be something? That's the new move over paleo, move over keto. It's the Red Tide soup diet. Guaranteed to lose weight. And I mean, in just about a week, no gym necessary. You don't even have to work out. You just eat Red Tide soup.
Yeah, and then eventually you die.
No, stop it. It's a miracle cure. It's crazy. Yeah, but heads up, you got plants coming up for the weed. You just got to keep an eye on where these blooms, but they can pop up overnight.
Yeah, you may want to check the beach before you head out there.
Chris Stapleton is on now. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Jayco and Homemade. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so Melanie, you've been married, but you're having the official celebration for all of your local peeps here and a lot of your family coming up in a couple of weeks. Actually, it's about a week and a half away.
Yep.
And so when you're throwing this reception and invitations is a huge part of it, you're trying to figure out who makes the cut for the guest list.
Yeah.
I know this has been a little bit of a struggle for you. It's been stressful because there's this, I call them fringe friends, people that you really like to hang out with. But are you there yet that they need to be at your wedding?
Right. So this whole wedding thing came at a very inopportune time because I started a new job. So when you start a new job, obviously you make new friends, but save the dates have already gone out. And then it's like, well, do I add them to the guest list? Because I've known them less than a year.
There are people that you would love to have there, but there are questions about them, how well you know them and how they may act. And are they good enough friends? There's all those kind of questions.
Yeah.
So you've had some drama because nothing you've started. It's just natural, I think, occurrences with a wedding. So down the hall, one of our other radio stations here in the building, it's called Wild 94.1. All I know is
they're called the Freak Show, but yeah.
No, I know. I'll get to them. But but the sign on the door says the Bay's Party Station. Mm-hmm. So I imagine if you want a party, that's your radio station. And then there's the morning show, and it's Orlando and the Freak Show, right? And so it's Orlando, it's Meredith, it's Davi, and then there's this other guy, Mark. All right, so they're on it. Now, they are your friends, but they're your work friends.
Yeah, they're fringe friends, all except for Orlando, whom I've known for 13, 14 years.
Yeah, but it's not like you guys are tight. I mean...
Yeah, we're not hanging out outside of work.
Exactly.
No.
You're friends in the building.
Yes.
That's a very small portion of the day that you know what I'm saying?
Well, depending on how you look at it, it could be a large portion. I hang out with you more than I hang out with anybody in my life.
Right. Well, I got an invite. I was in.
Yeah,
I mean, I
no.
made the...
That was by default, because I spend so much time with you. It's kind of like, oh.
I'll sell it back. I'll sell it back. I want you to enjoy your day.
Of course. Of course you and Kevin are going to be there.
No, it's fine.
You guys don't
me.
Have a choice. Oh, I didn't even geez. Need your RSVP. You guys are there.
Like I said, I got that thing in the mail. And that's just a beautiful bill. I know what that is that shows up.
Yes, it is.
Wasn't it pretty?
It was pretty. I got to buy a big, beautiful present and $20 an hour for babysitting to be at that thing.
You're welcome.
That was a cover charge that showed up in the damn mail. What that was. So you were like, all right, I'm going to invite Orlando. But then,
yes, because I've known him for 13 plus years. Yes.
And you just felt like it needed the right thing to do. And you see him every day.
Yes.
Well, then, like I said, there's Meredith, there's Davi, and there's Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Meredith, you were worried about what she might wear to your wedding.
No, I was not.
Did.
You got...
You
I
said
never
that.
Said that.
You said she might wear something a little inappropriate.
No, I did not. That was you guys. That was totally you guys.
Even if we did say it, didn't she agree?
I believe so.
Yeah, you don't...
I'm not concerned about it. I just know some people are going to be definitely looking at her because she wears more revealing stuff, but she looks amazing.
But you said
her body is banging.
But you said
no, I didn't. Stop putting words in my mouth. You said it.
I said you got to be concerned.
I just agreed that maybe she would.
You said you got to be. I said you would probably be concerned with what Meredith would wear to your wedding, and you were like, oh my god, 100%. Like, who knows what she'll show up in.
Yeah, but she's going to look great in whatever it is.
I don't remember you saying that part of it. I know you're saying it now because you're worried about this segment may get to them. All right, so then you have Davi. Davi's a cool dude, but I don't know that Davi's going to your wedding.
Yeah,
He's busy. He's always doing stuff.
Yeah, Davi has a side hustle. He's a DJ on the side, so I figured he'd be busy.
Yeah, Davi's got like another life going on,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's probably busy.
No, I have known him forever, too.
Then you got Mark, who if you... now Mark's,
wild card.
Wild card. Because
yeah,
first off, if he
card.
Does show up, he's going to drink a lot, and he's going to bring some girl that...
Yeah. I'm more concerned with what that girl's wearing, more so than what Meredith's
yeah,
wearing.
Yeah, good point, actually. Yeah, and then, of course, your bar, the bar's in trouble. It's open bar. He'll destroy that. And then if you have White Claw, they're going to be gone. He loves White Claw.
I know.
I don't know if you should invite a guy that loves White Claw to your wedding for open
bar. And
then
bar. They have an upcharge on those, too. So
for Mark's, the White Claw?
Mark's going to be costing me extra money.
He's a total liability.
Yes.
All right, so are you going to invite all of them? Have you already invited all of them? Where are you in that process?
So I initially, my first round draft pick, Orlando was included.
Yeah.
Okay? And that was when I first started working here, when I sent out the save the dates. now that I've gotten to know Meredith, obviously, we don't spend a ton of time together, but, you know, us girls, we got to stick together in this building. And so I figured if some people don't RSVP that are on, you know, she calls it the A-list. She's accepted that she's now on the fringe friends list, the B-list.
They're B-list.
Yeah. So I invited all of them, but only after I got some RSVPs back. From my direct family.
All right, let's just call this what it is. You had to fill seats.
I didn't have to fill them.
Well, you were going to pay for them regardless, and so you figure...
We do have a threshold that we have to hit for food.
Cut down some drama at work, just send them the things, and then even if they don't come, fine, because you sent it to them.
Well, and you said that, you know, it says the party station right there on the door.
It does say it on the door.
We want to have a great time. That's what this reception is about. We're already married. This is a party. We want to have fun, and who else are you going to have fun with? I mean, invite the freak show.
All right, so there you go. So they're in 800-992-1099. Texas, when you invited somebody, but they were on the fringe list, you weren't sure if you wanted them there, and how did it turn out? Like, was there that big disaster at your wedding when you're like, I knew? Everyone has that moment. Not everybody, but a lot of people. They're like, see, look at that. I knew I shouldn't have invited
them. That's why they weren't on the A-list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when you look at over there, and that Mark guy's over there slamming those White Claws, and he brought some... You know what, from you know where.
Yeah.
And you're like, yep, here we go. This is why.
Some girl's puking in the corner. And I'm like, man, I knew I shouldn't have invited him.
On your wedding day, and he's asking if you can order more White Claws. A grown man begging for White Claws. All right. Send us your checks now. When did you have that moment at the wedding? You're like, yeah, I knew I shouldn't have invited them. It's 99.5 QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Days away from Melanie's wedding, and I think it's starting to take a toll emotionally. Although you've done a good job, you know, hanging in there. Because you had really two weddings to plan. You had the ceremony in Hawaii. It wasn't down the street.
Yeah.
And then you had the big party you're planning now.
And that is just around the corner. Yep.
And I wouldn't say you're bridezilla, but I think that you're ready for this to be done. Like, you're ready to move on from this. You've been talking about this for a long time.
I am. I'm excited for it, and I know it. Everybody says it goes by in 2 seconds, which the day of when we actually eloped, that went by in 2 seconds. So I can't even imagine, but I am ready for it to be over. I feel like it's going to free up so much time of my life.
You haven't freaked out, though. Have you, in your private moments, have you had, like, that snap? Like, did you freak out on your husband?
Oh, no, not at Brian at all. He's been awesome, but I had that nightmare I told you about the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything went wrong.
Every single thing that we've planned, every single thing went wrong in the nightmare.
Did you like the show, Bridezilla? Did you watch him?
Oh, I did watch it.
Yeah, there's some good clips.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. I want to go home. I want to get something to eat. I want to get this done. I still have to write my vows. Okay, so let's just go. I'm done. We're going now.
Without any car keys, I'll walk.
I'll walk. All right, so... We're having this debate. Well, it's not a debate anymore because you've invited them. The Freak Show down at Wild 94.1, Orlando and the Freak Show. You weren't sure that they were all going to be in the list. You knew Orlando was in. Then the rest of them maybe got a little salty. I got to be fair. I don't think Davi, he's one of the guys on the show. I don't think he cared. I never saw him say anything.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But I think that everybody else wanted to be included.
The other guy, Mark, was totally butthurt. But Kevin, as you've mentioned, he gets very emotional about things. And then Meredith probably, you know, she's a woman. And I think when it comes to women and ceremonies and weddings, there is that more bond. You know, women are probably into that more.
Yeah, and she just went through it not even that long ago.
Right.
She got married a couple years ago.
So you've decided to invite them. They're all, at least as we know, they're coming.
Well, who knows, actually? Because I was messaging them yesterday, and Mark's like, I don't know. I might go out of town now. I might be there. I'm like, this isn't how it works.
That's great.
I need to either overstock the bar because you're coming or not. So I need to know.
I know we got some text rolling in because we were talking about people you've invited, and you just weren't sure how it was going to go. And then once the night came, then you totally regretted inviting him. You had that moment where you're like, see, this is why I should have gone with my gut feeling and I should have invited these people.
Yeah, someone texted and said, I knew I should not have invited the person from work. When she walked into the reception, walked up to my new husband and said, hi, sweetie, oh, I don't know you. Uh-oh. I didn't know you would be here, and kissed him.
Oh.
Needless to say, he is now the ex-husband, and she is still his girlfriend.
Oh,
man.
Unbelievable.
That, right there, right then, that caused all that? Man.
Yeah, I would say you shouldn't have invited her. Or maybe she did you a favor.
She basically picked up your husband, he was just your husband for like a couple of hours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Moments.
And she stole him from you, and they're still together.
Ugh.
That's definitely a moment where you're like, I should not have invited them.
We're getting some salty texts this morning. Also, someone from St. Pete, the only person I should have invited to my wedding was the groom.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Man.
This is really, really good. Glad we're bringing out the best in everybody this morning here. That's great. Well, all right, keep the text rolling in, 800-992-1099.
I don't think I'm going to regret inviting any of them. They are going to be entertainment. Mark on White Claws, come on. You're not a little bit excited
to see
that?
Now I feel like the pressure's on him. Because now I almost feel like that it's like you're hiring entertainment.
Hiring entertainment.
Well, you keep saying, you're like, I do kind of want the party to go up a level, and so I'll just invite them because then they'll bring the party. And I'm like, all right, interesting.
They will add to the party. But I thought that when I was creating the guest list too.
And you didn't invite them the first time.
You don't want it too heavy, just family and older people who maybe aren't down to stay up for the whole entire reception. You want a mix so that it's fun.
All right. Keep your text coming in, 800-992-1099. But you had that moment where it was like, this is exactly why I didn't think these people should be here. But they're here. It's 99.5 QIK. Jason Aldean, we back, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Guitar Pool tickets, they're coming up at 7:40. These are fourth row tickets for this Sunday's show. Guitar Pool is totally sold out. We knew it would be. This lineup is fantastic. And great night to do this on a Sunday. First ever Guitar Pool on the weekend. So 10 minutes away, we will give you those fourth row tickets. Third row tomorrow, second Thursday, and first row on Friday.
Ooh.
Get ready for that. We were just talking about Melanie's wedding, and, you know, she's had a lot of drama having to decide who from work is going to be invited, and we think that you've kind of made that decision. You've put out your invitations. We'll see what comes back. And I said, yeah, I got to go, but, you know, we had to find a babysitter because it's Saturday night. It's the toughest night to find a babysitter, by the way, because everyone else is looking for a babysitter on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we got one, but then we just got an offer from somebody.
A listener texted in. She's offering to watch the kids. And you can view her Facebook profile. And she wrote all of this stuff about how she's professional, very reliable. She's 26 years old.
Well, it'd be weird if she was like, I'm totally unreliable and pretty much unprofessional. But give me a shot, really.
I make questionable decisions, and I'm always late.
And I've never done this before. I also hate kids, but I'm available that day.
Love the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. What was her name, her first name?
Rachel.
Okay, so Rachel.
She seems so sweet, though, and she's local from Seminole. Okay, I don't want to give too much information away.
First off, we don't even know that that's her in the pictures.
Mm.
Right?
Well, I mean, I looked through. Yeah, she's got real friends and stuff. It's not a spam account.
She's
college educated. I'm going through her profile right now.
All right. Well,
which is creepy. She's probably like, that's so weird.
Oh, sorry, Rachel. This is part of the audition process.
Yeah, we got to do recon.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure if anybody else knows you out there. Will send us any dirt on you. I'll tell you, though, my wife, she's always looking for great babysitters. It's tough to find. We have one that's phenomenal, but it's only one. I mean, we have one, and it's tough.
Is it risky, though, to get a sitter that is also a listener? Do you think?
Well, I don't want to. Why? Tell me why that would be risky.
I mean,
what would be the danger play in that?
I don't know. They're going to know the inner workings of your household, and they can share that information with whoever they want. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you the inner workings of my household.
Here we go.
It's crazy. All right. That's all you need to know. It's crazy.
Didn't she already know what's going on.
Yeah.
Didn't she
offer to bring a friend?
She did. She said, since you have five.
Right.
That maybe she needed some backup
That's going to make my wife go, oh boy, she's already doubting her abilities. She needs a friend. I don't blame her. I need a friend too when I'm there. But I got to be there. Rachel, I don't blame you. I'd bring a friend. I'd bring bulletproof vests. I'd bring everything. I'd bring a priest. But, you know, I don't know. I will send the profile to my wife. That was very nice of her to reach out.
Yeah, she's super sweet. So
but you wouldn't, would you? I would consider it. Actually, to be honest with you, I would trust my wife. My wife's a great judge of character, far better than I am.
And she's just really good at figuring stuff out. So I feel like she knows ways to do research on Facebook that I have yet to even discover because I'm not a mom yet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she'll know everything about this person.
No, she'll meet this person first. Like, she'll, like, let me take you out for a cup of coffee or something like that. And that's how she does it. And she's
that's
the interview process. I mean, it's your kids, for God's sake. It's the most important thing in your life. You have to have an interview process.
Oh, absolutely.
Could you imagine not interviewing someone for a job and hiring them? I mean, doesn't that sound ridiculous?
Yes.
I mean, if you didn't meet somebody and you're like, let's say you're a manager and you just hired someone on like Facebook and you never met them, well, that wouldn't end well. That would be insane. And as insane as that
is. You could be catfished. You don't even know. Right. You have to meet them. Yeah.
Some guy shows up and he turns out to be a maniac and whatever. Imagine with your kids. I mean, you got to interview. If you're going to, So come on.
I can't, but people do it all the time. Don't people use these care.com and all this stuff?
We're on it. Yeah, I've given away tons of money then. I've made a lot. Every
month. You interviewed them first, or did you just go off their profile?
Oh, no. My wife,
she interviews them.
Interview process.
Okay.
I always said that could be a reality show, interviewing people for your kids, because some of the questions, I went to a couple of these interviews. I'm never going any more of them again. Because my wife, I mean, she's really cool. I have a really cool wife. Like, she's fun, you know, but when it comes time to the kids, she's down to business. She's just like, here's how it has to go.
She doesn't mess around.
Right. Well, it's your kids.
Yeah, those are her cubs.
Yeah.
Ooh, cubs, yes.
Just call my wife a bear.
I was thinking more of a lioness.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, well,
I like that.
Laid. My gosh. You've definitely insulted other mothers in the past. You knew how to get out of that. That was awesome. A lion. I've never even called her anything so nice. Damn it. I got to step up to the plate a little bit.
Yep.
It's 99.5 QIK. A lioness.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Fourth row guitar pool tickets.
Yes.
Getting closer and closer to not only the concert, but getting closer and closer to the stage every day.
Yes.
Yesterday was fifth row. It's fourth row today. Sandy and Alexis, our contestants this morning. Sandy, you were the ninth caller. So you're going to start first. We're going to give you a category, and you'll have 5 seconds, Sandy, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Alexis, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
All right, we are ready.
All right, it is National Happy Hour Day.
Yes.
Gosh, why? Yay. This would be great on a Friday, maybe even on a Thursday, but not a Tuesday.
It's a cruel, cruel world.
Man, it really is. All right, so in honor of that, Sandy, name things that have to do with happy hour. Go.
Cocktails. Beer. Buttery nipples. Margarita. Shots. Wine. Bourbon. Umbrella drink. The gin and tonic. Sex on the beach. Buttery nipple.
Oh, you already said that.
That was already said. It's
Sandy,
a repeat.
Such a memorable one, too, out of all of the ones. So I'm surprised that was the first one repeated.
Right. And it was also the first one said and the first one repeated.
Yes.
You guys definitely need to go enjoy a buttery nipple today for her National Happy Hour Day.
I definitely need one of those this afternoon.
Why wait? But, I don't understand.
And congratulations to my little opponent. I hope you have fun at the concert. Thank you, Sandy.
You
have
guys
a buttery nipple
nicest
on me.
Contestants ever.
Yeah, listen, Alexis, if you want to take Sandy, you're welcome to. It's wide open, but you guys enjoy the buttery nipples, and Sandy or Alexis, enjoy the fourth row tickets for Guitar Pool this Sunday.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
So, in case y'all don't know how it works, when you call for the name game, what we do is right before we go on, we put you on hold and we just tell people, you know, exactly how the name game works, how somebody goes first and then the other person, you know, goes second and then you go back
repeats,
and forth.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, we got to tell you right before we get on the air just so you know. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie. Well, this morning, We jumped on, and before we even started talking, these two contestants started to get to know each other. It was like a conference call. Usually this doesn't happen. People are busy, you're drinking coffee, you're dropping kids off, and you're very focused on just playing the game.
Yeah, everyone's just quiet until we start talking, but not today.
These two contestants this morning were really interested in getting to know each other off the air, and we actually got some audio of it. We thought it was really funny.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you one of the contestants?
Yes, me am.
Oh, I'm Sandy. I think I'm number one. Congratulations and good luck.
Congratulations.
I hope you win, but I hope I win too.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I'll be your plus one. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. It was amazing just to get through.
Right. I know I've been trying since they started this.
Yeah. I've been trying since day one, but I'm glad I got to the spot where it's fourth row. That's like,
yeah, right?
Awesome. Yeah. That would be totally awesome.
Break yeah.
Very excited to be.
All right, hate to break up the tea party this morning, but we are against the clock. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So there you go. That was kind of the little intro of those two getting to meet each other. I thought
those
it was really
so
nice.
Sweet.
They really wanted each other to win, but at the end of the day, you need yourself to win as well, right?
Yes.
So it was really good. Nice job, you guys, and congratulations to who did win? I forget.
It was Alexis. Sandy right. Repeated buttery nipple.
That's right. That happened.
I'll tell you, these are really nice women and everything. And then once we started it, they got down to business. I mean, they were shooting. Yeah. The category was to name different cocktails because it's National Happy Hour Day. And, man, they got down to business. They were ready to go. I mean, when you're getting to buttery nipples, one of them, you are digging deep in the well.
Yeah.
So it's really good. But it was nice y'all to get to know each other. Great women. That was a lot of fun to listen in on that. And I think they could have gone on all day. They didn't really need us to do the radio show. They were ready
no,
to go.
It was a budding friendship.
It really was a buttery nipple friendship is what
oh,
it was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. So tomorrow morning at 7:40, third row tickets. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Dirk's living. Hey, is Gwen Stefani, is that an engagement ring she's wearing?
Well, she's setting the record straight. She was at the E! People's Choice Awards, and she
was sporting... Yeah, but look at that diamond.
I mean, it was huge.
That looks like something you couldn't even get through airport security. I mean, that thing is monstrous.
No. It's massive.
Okay, so no real confirmation, but the blog is on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can read about it.
You can go watch the video, and she's setting the record straight as to whether or not it's an engagement ring or what ring is it.
Is she wearing this diamond ring on top of a glove?
Yes, she is.
It's
very Marilyn Monroe.
Never seen that before. It's on top of a glove.
It is. Fancy.
You got to take the glove off to get the ring off. Man, all right, go watch the video. You can see the ring. It's huge. You can see the glove that it's connected to. It almost looks like it's connected. But here the reason why she's wearing that, and is that an engagement ring? Maybe she's already married. I don't know. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. No, I've never seen something. Would you wear that with a ring on the glove?
It almost looks fake. It is so huge.
Looks like that thing could just slide right off that glove. Man, that's dangerous. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, anybody having a baby? Thinking about having a baby? 99.5
no.
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. These are the top baby names for 2020. Let's start with the...
2020 hasn't even happened yet.
A couple months away. But these are the top names. I think a lot of people who are going to have or expecting have already decided, and that's where they got the list from. Like, this is going to be the names.
Yeah, this is a prediction.
Yeah, so this is the ladies first. Amina comes in. That's the
Amina?
Fifth. Amina.
I've never even heard that name.
I haven't either.
It's cute, but I've never heard it.
Paisley's at number four. We've heard Paisley
mm-hmm.
for girls. Mika is at number
Mika.
Three. Mika. I've heard that. I've heard Mika before. Reese at number two is a very popular name.
So cute. Yeah, always reminds me, obviously, Reese Witherspoon.
Yep. Ada is the top baby name for a girl for 2020. Ada.
Which is Thomas Rhett's little girl, one of his little girls' names.
He sings about it.
Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two on the two. Now, hey, what can I say?
So he has got, you know, I can see Thomas probably started this trend. He probably started it. People are like, whoa, Ada, yeah, let's go with that.
I will say that ever since I heard it in that song, I've heard it more often.
Some other ones for the ladies that made the list. Tegan, Nova, Aura, Billy, and it's Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, and Pearl was also on the top 10. Pearl, Jake Owen's daughter is Pearl.
Aw.
It's Olive Pearl, but they call her Pearl.
Yes,
it's
they
funny,
do.
They never call her
such
Olive, but
name.
On Twitter, he always refers to her as Pearl.
Yep.
For the fellas, number one is Austin. For the guys.
Is my brother's name. One of my brothers.
One of my daughter's names.
I know, which is funny enough.
Although we spell it with a Y.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, okay. So the Y at the end says that. So I'm sure she's listening going, thanks, Dad. Don't get mad. We named your other sister Charlie, so you know. Alva, number two. Acacius at number three. I've never heard of Alva for a guy.
Nope.
I've never heard of Acacius for a guy.
Nope.
Tate is at number four. I've never heard of that for a guy. Diego at number five. I only know that because of...
what's the backpack?
Swiper, yeah, no swiping. And then there's Diego and Dora the Explorer.
That's exactly what it makes me think of.
Yeah. Never heard of that. Easton was at number six. Lucius. Only thing I know about Easton is their name of bats. Baseball bats. When I played baseball in high school, we used Easton bats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lucius. You ever heard of Lucius?
I actually went to school with someone named Lucius. Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, their dog was named Lucius. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl.
It's never good when you say that it's a dog's name.
Cash is at number eight for guys, most popular baby names of 2020. Cash. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool, actually. Nine is strange. It's Ash.
Cash and Ash.
Yeah. And then Luca is at number 10.
Oh, that's a good name.
They say that's very popular in Europe, and now it's just making its way over here. Luca. So those are the top 20 baby names, guys and gals, for 2020. So if you're looking for some ideas.
Yeah, maybe you're expecting and haven't come up with the name yet. There you go.
Maybe Ash and Cash if you're having twins. Aww. Think about it.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Man, do I love the message of that song, Eric Church, Monsters, 99.5 QIK. I'll put that right up there with Dirks and Livin' for me. Ooh, I love the messaging.
Yes. What a great song. Every time I hear it, it just...
Something else you think about.
Yeah, and it gives me chills.
I know.
It does.
I did too.
It does. It's a great song.
Melanie's just laughing. She's like, oh, look at these guys get all deep about a song. You know what? Guys have emotions too.
I believe it. Oh, believe me. I know guys have emotions. Three older brothers. I had a house full of emotions.
Man.
I'm just saying, I know. And you guys love that song.
Sometimes I think back and just go, Brian's a lucky guy.
Isn't he, though?
He really is. Oh, I know guys are emotional. Well, if y'all get a chance, look up those lyrics from Eric Church and Monsters. It really is. It's deep and it gives you some stuff to think about. Oprah Winfrey, talk about emotions. She's got emotions and she's also got money. Her list is out. She does this every year, Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah, just in time for the holidays.
But she's a giving person, you know. At times in her studio audience, she's giving away things.
You get a car.
And you get this. You get that. You get this. You get that. She's handing out cars left and right. Some of this stuff on her list, though, is incredible that she thinks that normal people have money to spend for this stuff.
Yeah. I think she might have lost touch with reality because the list has... Okay, there are a couple items that us normal people could afford. But then there's things like the $878 espresso machine.
That's insane.
The $200 lighted makeup mirror. How about an $100 smart collar? So this is for your dog, a collar. How much do you spend on a dog collar?
I don't know.
$12?
Yeah, $15.
Well, you can get a $108 smart dog collar.
It better be waterproof. My one dog lives in the pool.
It tracks their activity, so it counts their steps.
It's a Fitbit for dogs.
Yeah.
So what happens if you're... That's insane. I mean... So what happens if the dog doesn't get enough stuff? What are you going to tell the dog?
I don't know. You just shove it off the couch and say, get to it.
Hey, lazy, get up and do something.
Go do some laps around the kitchen island and come back.
It's not going to work. How much was that?
$108.
No.
Okay, this one, though, takes the cake. Not because of the price tag, but just because of how ridiculous it is. How much do you normally spend on a bottle of hot sauce? A 6-ounce bottle. So just the regular, like a Tabasco bottle.
I don't know, $3? Two or three?
This one on her list, $35.
Yeah, see, that's...
Got truffle in it, because of course, Oprah.
I'm not, like, disappointed in Oprah. She's a billionaire, and she's worked hard. I mean, I remember when she was just a news reporter in Baltimore. She was just covering you know, bad news stories.
Yeah.
And she's like, this isn't for me. I'm bigger. I'm better. I can do things. And she did. I mean, she's built this empire and it's great. But just because of that, man, I can't go spend $40 on hot sauce.
No, but I guess if there is that hot sauce lover in your life and they've tried all the different things and you want to give them something really, really different and you got an extra $35, you could get it. It's called Truff. T-R-U-F-F, because it's got truffle in it.
Yeah.
Which everyone knows is all expensive.
What's truffle
hoity-toity
in their hot? It's too fancy. Yeah, it's too fancy. I like Oprah's favorite things. Like, I like the idea, but she should just say Oprah's favorite things for normal people. Like, she should rebrand it a little
Oprah's
bit.
Oprah's unattainable things.
Right.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Oprah's things you can get without diving into your 401k.
Yeah, like those. That's the list I
make
want.
It more relatable. Yeah.
Coming up in 15 minutes with Mark and Melanie.
Nutbags north of Florida coming up in a college football game incited this huge fight. This got next level. It's on the way.
And the host of the CMAs, Carrie Underwood. We've got new music from her, Southbound, on the way.
Southbound. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Technically, this crime happened in Oregon, although the fight was over the LSU-Alabama football game. Great game, by the way, on Saturday afternoon.
What a great game.
They built this the game of the century, I think, is what they said this was? Something like that?
Yeah, it was number 3 versus number 2, and the game ended up, I don't remember the final score, LSU won, but both teams were in the 40s.
Unbelievable game.
It was a great game.
So this guy named Christopher, he invited his buddy over. They've been lifelong friends. Now listen, Christopher's 51, and his buddy is 40 years old, okay? 51 and 40. They don't need to be acting like this. And by this, I mean, they got into an argument about who should be winning the game. They were rooting for different teams. It got so bad that Christopher's friend said, you know what? I'm leaving. We're not friends anymore. You're ridiculous. And as he's walking out of the man's house on the driveway, leaving, Christopher pulls out a shotgun.
What?
And shoots him because of the football game. The man was hit in the neck. In the back, injuries not life-threatening. He will make a full recovery. Christopher arrested for, my goodness, attempted murder, assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and menacing. He's in big, big trouble. The police were trying to figure out who was actually rooting for Alabama and who was rooting for LSU. They could never determine who was rooting for who. Like I said, his friend's going to make a full recovery.
Well, I don't know that you should call him his friend anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
He shot him.
His
crazy
friend.
Like we said, it was a great game, but this very unnecessary. Nutbags north of Florida. Folks, it's just a game. It's just a game.
Have you ever gotten in a heated argument, though?
Yeah.
Obviously not to
not
that extent,
shotguns. No.
But
yeah.
Over football?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Redskins were involved?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With
did
a friend?
Did they win?
With friends?
Man, you watch wrestling. I don't even know who my friends are anymore watching the team. I got to be honest with you. I don't even know. I've had some run-ins with some Cowboys fans. They're crazy. You know, I post on my Facebook page every weekend when the Cowboys lose. How about them Cowboys?
I saw that this weekend.
Oh, so you're just asking for it.
Oh, 100%, but I love every
you just
second of it.
Stir it
hey,
up.
You know, even Bucks fans, for some reason, even a lot of Bucks fans I know, they don't like the Cowboys either.
Oh,
it's
I
just something about the Cowboys.
Hate them.
They just hate them.
Bucks fans just don't like any other team that's winning. I mean,
well, listen, I have a lot of empathy for Bucks fans. I'm in the same boat, so I get it. I mean, I just totally understand how it is. It's tough. Sometimes the best day is when your team's on a bye and they're not playing. You're like, you're almost.
That's so sad.
Honestly, you're relieved. You know, you're just like, thank God.
Yes.
But when you get to the shooting people over college football games, that's just crazy. Christopher's in jail for a long time.
As he should be.
Nutbags north of Florida. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Man, credit to this guy. Walks outside. He sees two deer, but their antlers are stuck on each other. They can't get away from each other. And he doesn't know what to do. His wife's here. They're freaking out. He goes and gets his tree branch saw and
what?
Has to saw off the antlers to get them separated from each other. Here's how that sounded like.
Please be careful, Brad.
Here he goes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, stop. Woo! Praise the Lord. Oh, please get out.
By the way, were these regular deer? What kind of deer were these?
They sound awful.
They sound like possessed deer.
What they call them? Five-point bucks or something like that? The ones with the big antlers?
Yeah. I've been to a lot of petting zoos with deer. I've never heard them make this noise.
Gosh. Man.
That sounds like something out of Star Wars about to eat everybody.
For real.
I don't know.
Sounds like Chewbacca.
Chewbacca? That makes Chewbacca sound like a... I don't know. That sounds like Jabba the Hutt.
Okay, I guess you're right. More Jabba, less Chewbacca.
Yeah. That's like Jabba having indigestion. Remember Jabba? Remember he ate those rats?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he's gross. Anyway, the deer are fine. They ran off, and but he had to cut them with his saw.
Get out.
So please get out. And they did. So in case you thought you were having a tough day, it could be this guy having to do that.
Worlds collide.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.